This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know what I love about Mardi Gras? It's just a series of different nuances, whether it's a bead, a shoe, or whatever it may be, or more importantly, food. A couple of years ago, I was reading something about new king cakes that had come out. And I was made aware of one that was being produced at Nolita Bakery at 3201 Orleans Avenue. Actually, I think it was first at a pop-up. But anyway, tried it out. It was always a huge Mackenzie, traditional Mackenzie king cake fan. And was always looking for something near that that was better. Well, in my mind, and in my opinion, I found it. And that was right there at Nolita Bakery, their king cake. We have Chef Martha Gilreath with us, who has a very interesting story, one that I had no idea about until long after I had her king cake, and she joins us. Chef, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Chef, I was in your store the other day making my traditional stop there before we go and meet friends down in the warehouse district to begin our celebration of Mardi Gras. I got a couple of king cakes, and I said to her, and let me back up a second. Not only, in my mind, does she have the best king cake, she's got a beautiful smile and a warm heart, and everyone in that store makes you feel like you're right at home and you're part of their kitchen. And I don't feel that in many other places, and that's something unique. So please go visit her, because I think you'll have that same experience. And I asked her, I said, would you like to come on the show and talk about your king cake? It's my show, and I think I want to talk about the king cake that I love best. She said yes, and here she is.
How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm sure you're up to your elbows in dough. How's the season going this year?
It's been a really beautiful season. I think what's been great about Nolita is it's been very organic. This is our fifth year doing them. The first 3 years was a pop-up, and it's just been crazy how people have kind of discovered us through word of mouth. And just like you said, they come in and they're excited for something traditional. So it's been really good.
So tell us about how you arrived at this style of king cake that you wanted to produce.
Well, I also grew up on Mackenzie's, as did my daddy. And when I was in culinary school, we were doing breads, and I came across a bread that reminded me of it, but it wasn't quite there. And I decided 6 days before the 2021 season with one of my friends, we should sell king cakes, which now looking back is insane. And so I just kind of took that inspiration, and I took about 3 years. It developed a little bit each of the first three seasons. And then last year we really got to where we wanted with the recipe, but it reminded my dad of his childhood, and that's how I knew I'd gotten to the right spot.
So was there anything, as you were developing this, was there anything that kind of surprised you as you went through that process?
There was. I wanted, because to be honest, I'm 41 years old, and it's hard to remember exactly when I was a kid what the taste was. But I knew that I loved being back home in Louisiana, and I just thought, how do I bring Louisiana more into the king cake? And that's where I kind of started playing around with Steen's cane syrup and Satsuma zest and the things that make it a little extra special. So that was a super fun and interesting process.
And your dream was to get to a brick and mortar place, and it's so quaint. I don't know. I'm sure you hear this all the time. You just kind of feel like you're part of the kitchen when you walk in.
Well, and that's, I just wanted a happy place. I wanted somewhere that, you know, 15 years from now, when somebody smells something, they'll have this memory of coming here with their parents. And, you know, I just wanted it to be no hassle and no fuss. And I think that's what we've achieved here.
Oh, there's no doubt. And folks, just by the way, some of the best pastries in the city as well. What is your favorite to bake?
My favorite pastry, ironically, I'm not actually a sweets person. So my favorite pastry that we sell, and we sell it every single day, is our boudin pastry. And it's stuffed with green pepper, red onion, boudin, cream cheese, and our own little house spice mix. And it is just this lovely Danish on the savory side, and it's my absolute favorite.
What is your best seller?
I would say either our boudin Danish, our tasso croissant, which is something very different, or our blueberry extravaganza, which is just a really good blueberry muffin.
I've had that. That is really good, for sure. So you have an interesting story, and I did not know about your story until long after having your king cakes. Tell us about it.
I am an alcoholic and an addict, and I was in active addiction and alcoholism for 16 years, and I got sober a little over 5 years ago, and, you know, I spent a lot of that time on the streets, and you know, I had no connection, no nothing. And I was about 8 months sober when I decided that I wanted to get into pastry. And it has given me sobriety and pastry require the same things, you know, following directions and a sense of patience and, you know, trusting the process. And so they kind of all really aligned for me.
And, you know, it's funny. I did not know that about you. And I don't think you knew who I was the first times that I was walking in the store, but I left always saying that I got the sense that you are high on life. You have a beautiful smile. You always very warm, welcoming, you know, and your staff as well. I mean, it's obvious to me that you set the tone, or maybe one of them is setting the tone. Somebody's setting the tone, and it's just a great feel.
Well, thank you so much. I say this often to people that are close to me. I don't want to miss another second of my life. And I want to fill it with happy, fun, good things. And I try to surround myself with those kind of people. And I believe my staff are those kind of people. And, you know, I've been to the restaurants and the places where the food was excellent, but I did not feel welcome. And you know, whether it's in the bakery or outside of the bakery, I hope that we always make people feel welcome.
Oh, I notice it right away every time. You certainly have achieved that. So, let's see. We have, four more days of Mardi Gras. How many king cakes have you been able to produce and sell so far this year?
Well, this is really cool. We were talking about it this morning. The first season, we made a little over 200 king cakes. And as of today, we're encroaching on 3,500. So,
wow.
And we can only bake 16 at a time. So it is definitely a labor of love. But it's so nice, all the people that come in, and it reminds them of McKenzie's. And it's so special because we might not be curing cancer, but we're doing something special for the people in the city, I believe.
There's no doubt. I had a half of a king cake for breakfast this morning. You did it for me.
That's what I like to hear.
Now, I don't know that my doctor's real happy with me at this juncture, but...
Well, don't tell him it was me then.
No, I'm not telling him that I had a period. But it went down real smooth with two cups of coffee this morning after a hard night last night and got me straightened up. So
I tell you, eat king cake for breakfast. I say it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you. One of the things about having a show, you can highlight folks that really kind of touch you in a way. And I just always felt that way when I walked into your bakery and left. And
thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Absolutely. Thank you. And best of luck to you. And happy Mardi Gras. And folks,
happy Mardi Gras. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
And if you're on a Endymion route, it's just a short walk to her bakery. Not a long walk at all. Get on over there and get those king cakes for sure. And have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Chef Martha Gilruth, owner of Nolita Bakery. They are located at 3201 Orleans Avenue. Can't miss it. It's a little blue house structure right there on Orleans Avenue. You'll love the place, I'm certain. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This. And, you know, I talked about the nuances, also traditions as well. In fact, our little group has a number of traditions. And the moment that I get off air today, I'm headed to Neo's Creole Cafe. And we started that several years back, and we've got a big group headed there for our annual Friday afternoon lunch. Love the food there. If you've never been there, treat yourself by going to Neo's Creole Cafe. Looking forward to it. The stomach is grumbling. I'm ready for it. I was just looking at the menu, trying to figure out in advance what I have a desire to get. All right, we are joined by Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, an editor and a publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lou, I'm on the causeway for the second time today, but I've been listening on and off. What an uplifting message from the owner of the bakery. I didn't get to catch your name, but how cool was that whole story, huh?
It's a great story. You got to stop by there, Arthur. I'm telling you, it is my favorite king cake of all time.
I will try it. And the other thing I had to say, listening to you and Sheriff Gil Pinto about listening to our wives, you know, that's a policy among me. She's not listening, so I can say this. And, you know, yes, dear. Why just go? You're not going to win the argument. But I swear to you, I found 9 times out of 10, she's right. And I'm yeah. You know, just saying, right, that's going to work. And it does. So I've just learned, yes, dear, is the way to go. Self-preservation, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes it takes us a little longer than others to get there, but once you're there, you're going to find out that you're in a much happier place.
Yes. But what a great weekend we have coming up, huh?
This weather is absolutely incredible. We were out on the parade route last night. I mean, it was almost like a little touch of air conditioned. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. And Siren Muses ended so late. Chaos had an unfortunate breakdown. I picked for a NOLA.com live stream and commentary on the Babylon parade. One of the prettiest Babylon parades I've ever seen. I mean, what a great night. And, of course, tonight, Triple Header Uptown, two parades, Slidell, Dionysius, and Celine, and Hermes. I've seen the floats. It's a beautiful parade. It's all about Joan of Arc and the crew of Joan of Arc that parades on 12th night, January 6th, in the French Quarter. They're actually in this parade, so that's a first. Just beautiful. Like Crew d'Etat, I hope J.D. Morrell is not at City Hall tonight. Because one of the floats makes a pretty good shot at him. You know, we like to say Dick Dodd's the equal opportunity offender. They make everybody there that night. But it's all fun, you know. It's great for Morpheus, a real 25th anniversary, but they've really exploded the last couple of years. Great bands, a lot of good throws. So nothing for everybody, as we like to say on the parade route tonight. I know.
And I have to tell you, Chaos was they were not too kind last night either.
Well, that's what it's all about, free speech, right?
That's it. That is it. Arthur, obviously, you're getting a taste and talking to a lot of the crew captains and stuff. Of those that have rolled so far, what are they saying? You know, we've got this new Sear One thing. I was talking to Barry Kern earlier. He says they really don't notice it much. Just kind of curious from the captains what they're saying.
Well, you're right. If you just look at the parades, you can't tell anything's different. It's what's outside of the parade, security-wise, and then the things, you know, in law enforcement that you don't see, that they don't want us to know about, that's, I think, keeping us safe. But the crowds have been extremely friendly. I'm told more visitors earlier this time because the weather contributes a lot to the size of the crowds. But it's been a non-eventful, ordinary, wonderful Mardi Gras so far. We just have to keep it going.
And I don't know if you know this, but the Flirty Girl owner was the winner of the Greasing of the Poles contest.
I'm so glad for her. She married into the Haydell family, you know, another institution in New Orleans. And I don't know if you know her whole story, but she started with absolutely nothing. I mean, nothing. And built this little mini empire. So good for her.
Yeah, and Flirty Girls, the creator of a whole bunch of that Mardi Gras costuming and stuff that you see out on the street every day.
Yeah, she has a whole Mardi Gras line, and not just like a lot of New Orleans stuff, and promotes the city, and a good entrepreneur. I congratulate her. And winning this contest is fun. I've judged it once before, and man, people take this seriously. I mean, the contestant and the public. Kids are, try explaining that to somebody in Phoenix, where you see, put this grease in it. Come on, you know. Are we
Well, when they were describing it at the news, I was kind of, it's like, I was waiting for Coleman to hit the delay button.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wind up saying only in New Orleans so many times during the season that I got to stop myself. But really, man, this is a strange place, isn't it? With songs like Don't Step on My Tutu and Oof Oof Doo and Don't Be on Mardi Gras Day. That's pretty normal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lot of excitement for the crew of Endymion. They're going back to the Superdome this year. What are you hearing?
Well, I know that they're so excited about that, and not just the Dome, but their full pre-COVID route. It means a lot to them. They've been in the Dome since 1991, except for years when they weren't, like for the Super Bowl reconstruction and right after the trainer and all, when it wasn't ready. But that's their home, and that's what makes that crew able to do things nobody else can do. You sell 20,000 seats for a concert, that gives you quite a bit of money to build an even bigger and better parade. And it's just a terrific parade. No longer the biggest. They have 3,300 men. Iris has 3,660 women. But still a pretty big event, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's huge. And I think the spend of that crew probably has, I think they have probably the biggest economic impact.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. But it's nice to see it spread around. Everybody's doing their own thing. I didn't hear the interview with Barry, but he and I have spoken about this. And I don't think it's ever been healthier, Mardi Gras. The bigger crews have gotten bigger and I think better. We don't have hardly any soft crews now that you say, yeah, I'm not so sure if they're going to be back next year. So I think we're really in good shape to fully recover from COVID.
So let's talk about, I find this very interesting did we lose you, Arthur?
No, I'm on the bridge, but I'm here. You're fine.
Endymion has Livvy Dunn. She has a huge social media following, and Bacchus has The Shack. And believe it or not, he does as well. And it seems as though this may be the new trend here, because being on social media is like free advertising, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I wish we could have gotten Paul Skeens down here, but I understand he wasn't available. I think he'd have ridden on the float, too, with his gymnast girlfriend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think, and Barry and I talked about this earlier, about the influence that maybe social media has had relative to the growth of Mardi Gras over the last decade?
Well, I didn't hear the interview, but it's such an easy way to transmit, well, good or bad information. Hopefully most of it's positive, and it's like having 1,000 reporters on the street. Sometimes it's hard to stay up with it. I get calls, hey, did you hear about it? And, no, I didn't. Well, check Facebook. It's live and direct. Here's something I've seen, I think generally it's good.
Arthur, you're always looking at the most intriguing new throw. Anything of any particular interest this year?
You hate to single out any one group as you get. How come we haven't talked about, but this is not new, but ISIS, that parades on Saturday night in Kenner, opposite Endymion, they are champion breast cancer awareness, and they throw hand-decorated bras, and I think that's pretty unique. but tonight, Hermes has something, and I think they've limited to two per member, and it costs about $30 each. Lighted capes. These things would drape your whole body. They kind of fold out, and they're lighted. I mean, it's just, it's an incredible throw. And if you get one of those, you really snag something really unique.
And it's a cape. Interesting.
Yes, I think it is. We need to talk about Sunday a little bit. Well, let's finish with Saturday. You know, we've got Knopfdock, the Pride of Algiers on West Bank, a big, big parade. Then East Bank, Iris, biggest troop ever, 3,600 women. Tufts, throwing toilet paper, biodegradable toilet paper, folks. And, you know, they're known for their satire. Then, of course, you've got Endymion. We just talked about ISIS. Sunday, do you call it Tope Sunday or Vodka Sunday? I'm not sure, but whatever you call it. Wonderful parades. Mid-City's going to parade. They brought back their band contest, Okeanos Mullet Parade. Then Tope is one of the bigger and, I think, better parades. The crew of shut-ins, you know, they,
right,
their route goes back, you know, kind of in places where people wouldn't see a parade normally. And then Bacchus with Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, you can't get much bigger than that. Not just his size, but the other celebrity. I mean, this guy is big, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge following for sure. And I'm glad we're getting, you know, some of the folks that made a difference in their life and in our lives, right? You know, right, yeah, from Louisiana.
Yeah, we don't want to miss. Forget about Athena in Metairie, and then Ludigrov, doubleheader in Metairie. We haven't had that in a long time. With Kings returning and Centurions parading in front of them. And I think they'll have a good crowd. A lot of people line up for Argus for the next day. So they'll be out there. And, of course, Uptown, I think the best doubleheader in Mardi Gras, Proteus with floats from the 1880s, and Orpheus with, you know, incredibly complex lighting and decoration, flowers. I mean, you're seeing like 3 centuries of Mardi Gras history in one evening.
Yep, we will be on one of those floats in Orpheus. I'm just trying to remember what float I'm on. I can't remember it now.
just jump on anyone. They know you are, right?
Yeah. It's all good. But as always, Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the update. I know you still got a lot of hard work to do. You're running around hither and yonder.
It's not work. Come on. I love to do that. I live with this. There's a lot of...
So you put, what, about 10,000 miles on your car during Mardi Gras, or what?
Yeah, I think more than that. I know I need an urn change, as they say in New Orleans.
Well, stay safe, my friend, and have a great one.
Thanks, Bob.
All righty. We'll see you later. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Kat Kimball. She's a photographer, owner of Kat Kimball Photo, and the creator of Jiggly Bits. We'll find out what that's about. It's a calendar. Need I say more? So you've heard me say that what I love about Mardi Gras, there's nuance, right? Now, some are a little bit more risky than others. And Kat Kimball is here to tell us about that. Photographer, owner, Kat Kimball Photo, and creator of the Jiggly Bits. Kat, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm intrigued. That's all I can tell you. We'll start right there, Kat.
Fair enough.
So what was the inspiration for Jiggly Bits?
I mean, really, it's an idea I've been kind of thrown around for a really long time with some friends, and we kind of decided last summer, like, let's do it. And I talked to a couple of my chef friends, and I was like, is this something you guys would, like, be into? Does it sound like fun? And they were like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it, whatever. And then it just kind of all came together. Everybody was very down, so...
So you,
and it's for charity, so it's great, you know.
So let's talk about that. It's for charity. What charity are y'all thinking of?
It's for We Help NOLA, which is a nonprofit in New Orleans that provides free therapy and alternative medicine resources to service industry workers.
Mm-hmm.
So it just directly benefits, you know, the chef and restaurant community, and it's a really great organization. I mean, they did a ton of relief work after the Bourbon Street attacks. And, you know, I think so far we've raised about almost $12,000 for WeHelp. So,
oh, that's awesome. So this is going to be a calendar, right? And when will it...
It exists. It's out here.
Oh, it's out already. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, it's out. It's out. It's 2025 calendar. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I might have to go find one.
You can buy it in stores or online at Dirty Coast at any of their locations. And it is, we actually just dropped the price a little bit because now that, you know, we're almost in March, so it's $15.
All right. So tell us about who is in the calendar.
Well, we have Mason Hereford from Turkey and the Wolf and Hungry Eyes and all of his other restaurants in New Orleans. And we have Miss Nina Compton of Compare Le Pond, which is amazing. Sophina from Mr. Mao. We have Prince Lobo from Addis Nola. There's 21 chefs all together in the calendar. Yeah.
So more than one representing each month then.
Yeah. So we have 10 standalone chefs. And then there are two group photos. So we try to sneak in all of our New Orleans pop-up chefs in two group photos.
And I saw in the description that this is, I've never seen this term used before, implied nude chefs.
Yeah. so everybody's covered up. All the bits are covered.
All the bits. All the bits. Okay. I'm just taking a moment to let my imagination roam, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we got, I mean, Nina Compton covered up with one of her copper bunny cups from Compare Le Pond.
Oh, yeah.
We have some of the pop-up chefs using, you know, pots and pans or strategically placed plants.
Well, obviously you did the shoot, right?
But you're
not in the calendar.
I'm not in the calendar, no.
Okay. Well, maybe next year. But so how much fun was that for you?
It was fun. It was fun. I mean, it was so silly and everybody had a really good time and all the chefs. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, have you met Nina Compton?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So when I approached her, I was like, she's either going to be all in or she's going to be like, I'm not doing this. But I asked her, I was like, would you be willing to do this? Would you want to do this? And she was like, yes. And this is exactly how I want to be photographed. And I already know what the shoot is. And I was like, okay. So some of the chefs really were like, this is what I want. Like, this is my vision.
Were there any that you asked that said no because of their significant other saying, no, we're not doing that?
No. I mean, they're chefs, so I think they're kind of like, there were people that were like, I don't know if I, you know, want to be a part of that. But it's funny, I had people that said no for this year that are now being like, okay, maybe we will do it next year.
Well, I guess it's kind of the talk of the town then, right?
Yeah, and definitely people have come out of the woodwork and they're like, I want to be in 2026 if you do it again. So we may have to do a 2026 calendar.
So who came up with this term of art, jiggly bits?
So my good friend Ashley, who owns Ganza, the media company that they did the graphic design for the calendar, she and I were brainstorming names and ideas, and she brought up Anthony Bourdain's book Nasty Bits, and she was like, we can't call it Nasty Bits though, right? And I was like, we definitely will get a cease and desist if we do that. But I really love the idea of having a Jell-O mold, which is the cover, being incorporated, and so we were thinking about Jell-O and Jiggly and body parts and meat Jell-O, and so Jiggly Bits was kind of the halfway point between Jell-O and Anthony Bourdain.
So we did not find this in a medical book.
No.
Or it's not a true anatomical term. Then, right? just checking. You know, I want to follow the science, just in case.
Yeah. So no, but it's just been such a fun project. I mean,
so what has been the reaction? I know, you know, I'm sure some of the folks that opposed their family members like, wait, what is this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's honestly surprising. I don't think anybody's been, well, who knows? Maybe they have been offended. But if anything, I think people were expecting the chefs to be more naked. And I'm like,
testament to New Orleans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, people were like, I want more nudity. And I'm like, well, I can't do that.
Well, I don't know. As it gains in popularity, you might be able to,
yeah,
to pull that off. For sure.
That's up to the chef. Yeah. That's not...
Well, that's good. So if people want to order this, is there some place they can go online to
get
it?
Yes, they can buy it online on Dirty Coast website, and they will ship directly to you.
And that's dirtycoast.com? Is that what it is?
It is indeed.
Okay, dirtycoast.com, and it goes to a great, the beneficiary of all of this is a great not-for-profit doing great work. I can't wait to go see. I thought it was getting ready to come out or something. I didn't really.
Oh, yeah, no, course, it's out. We're
of
out.
Of course, you know, the calendar year only starts in January, Newell, and we're in March now. It's like, you know, as of tomorrow, figure it out, son. You know, a little slow on the uptake there.
That's okay.
But congratulations.
This is really also just such a collector's piece, too. I mean, it's so fun. There's so many amazing chefs in New Orleans that are in the calendar. And so, I mean, who cares if it's March?
Yeah, you know what I love, too, is there's a true, and I'm sure you felt this as you were doing your shoots, there's a true camaraderie amongst the chefs, right?
Definitely. Yeah, they're all friends.
Yeah. I love that about that industry.
Yeah.
And they're fun. I mean, they just are laid back. They know how to have fun. I mean, I know they're intense when they're in the kitchen, right? Because they take pride in their product and everything else. I get that. But outside of that, they're just fun. They like helping people and doing things for the community.
It really is such a, like, great community to be a part of. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. May I ask, what do you typically shoot?
Food.
As a photographer. Food?
Yeah. So it's kind of easy because I'm like, oh, these are already my friends. So.
Right.
So yeah, mostly food.
And I have, let me go out on the limb here. This is obviously more fun shooting this than the food, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anytime you get to hang out with your friends and do something silly and do something for a great cause in New Orleans, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, Nina Compton with the bits, that, you know, is a lot more than pumpernickel bread being shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Kat Kimble, congratulations on this endeavor.
Thank you.
I know the not-for-profit community thanks folks like yourself and all of the participants in the calendar. Folks, if you want to get a calendar, go to dirtycoast.com. $15. It's yours. They'll ship it to you. Check it out. I intend to do so. Again, congratulations, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you. That's Kat Kimble, photographer, owner, Kat Kimble Photo, and creator of the Jiggly Bits. I don't know. I just like the way that rolls off your lips. We'll be right back. Scoot joins us. He's coming up next. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, Newell, on that calendar, are those buns or are those buns?
They're bits.
They're bits and buns and all. That sounds really, really interesting. I think I could get into that.
I think you need to try out for that next year.
Yeah. No, I don't think I need. Look, I'm not a chef. So, hey, we're going to talk about Mardi Gras stuff coming up.
All right. Stay tuned. Scoot's got it. He's on location at Logo Express. Have a great weekend.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.